Red Dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and they're many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Ooh.
Cleo comes to town.
My friend?
Oh, hi, Manny.
What are you doing up so early?
Is she here yet?
Ah, so that's why you're here. Cleo's coming back from her vacation today.
I can't wait to see her again.
I remember a time when you were not so happy to see Cleo, T-Bone.
Me too. I remember the very first time Cleo came to town.
Did you walk Emily to school, Clifford?
Yep.
Great. So we'll finish our walk through town, then go to the library.
Hi.
Then we'll go over and play on the dunes. Arf, arf. Then a quick trip to the ferry dock.
Want to play tag when we get to the dunes today?
I don't know. Tag's getting kind of boring. First you're it, then I'm it, then you're it. Clifford? Who is that?
I've never seen her before.
Whoa!
Sounds like she wants to play.
Come on, Clifford. Let's go to the library. Count all the way to 10. And no fair peeking.
1, 2. 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. Eight, 9, 10. Now where could he be hiding? Steak and stew, I see you.
No fair, she told you.
Sorry, I thought he was really looking for you.
It's okay, I'm Clifford, and this is T-Bone.
Whoa, you sure are big, Clifford. My name's Cleo.
You know one of your bows fell off, Cleo.
Great, now if I could just get rid of the other one.
Come on, Clifford. Let's go to the dunes.
T-Bone and I play tag on the dunes. Wanna come?
Huh?
Sure, but I was kinda wanting to go to that Rocky Point place.
We always go to the dunes.
Okay, let's go to the dunes.
We could go to Rocky Point, T-Bone. We haven't played there in a long time.
Well, yeah, I guess we could.
Well, come on then, let's go. Come on, T.
T?
I hear there's a lot of caves up here. I bet they're filled with all kinds of treasure.
You really think so?
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, we just met.
How you doing, T?
Great! Thanks!
We can slow down a little.
What for? I was wondering why you guys are going so slow.
Whoa. There's gotta be lots of great stuff in there.
Looks like lots of dark to me.
We don't have to go in, T-Bone.
Oh, wow, this is great!
Come on, Clifford!
See any treasure yet, guys?
I can't see anything.
Wait, I see a spider!
Whoa!
Come on, let's try another cave.
I don't know, Cleo.
Come on, it'll be fun, right, T?
Well, sure, but it looks like it might rain.
T-Bone's right. We better go home.
Well, okay, if you say so.
Hi, T-Bone.
Hiya, Clifford. You alone?
Yeah, why?
No reason. Did you walk Emily to school this morning?
Yep.
Great, then we're off to town.
Clifford, T-Bone, hi guys.
Hey, Cleo.
Wanna play hide and seek today?
Sure, we're going to town first, then we can go play on the library lawn.
Sounds good to me.
You know what? I forgot, I was gonna stay home today and spend some time with my human.
Doesn't Sheriff Lewis go to work?
I think it's great that T can spend some time with his human. They always seem so busy.
Well, okay. Have fun, T-Bone.
See you, T.
How'd you find me so fast?
It's a gift. My turn to hide.
Ready or not, here I come.
Bowser bites, what a treat. That is what I like to eat. Tummy yummies taste so great. You eat one and I'll eat eight. Bowser bites, what a treat. That is what I like to eat. Tummy
yummies taste
so great. You eat one and I'll eat eight.
Bye. Thanks for coming. Hi, Cleo. Hi, Clifford.
Thanks, Cleo. My itch is gone.
Hey, how are you, T-Bone?
Oh, I'm okay, Manny.
Who's that playing with Clifford?
Cleo. She just moved here. Clifford really likes her.
But you don't?
Not really. She calls me T. No one's ever called me that before. And she wants to play with us all the time.
So, why don't you like her?
Well, I don't like her because Clifford likes her a lot. And if he starts to like her too much, he might stop liking me.
Sharing a friend can be hard. But Clifford isn't the only one getting a new friend, you know. Cleo's your new friend, too.
You think so?
Of course. She even gave you a special nickname, T.
That's right. She did.
And I don't think you need to worry about sharing Clifford. He's big enough for both of you.
That's for sure.
Something tells me the three of you are going to be really terrific friends.
you're it.
Tag, you're it.
Tag, you're it.
Again? This isn't so much fun with just two.
I wish T-Bone was here.
Hey, guys! Who wants to play tag?
Hey, I'm glad you're here, T. You don't mind me calling you T, do you?
No, I kinda like it.
Good, me too. Let's play. Not it!
Not it!
Okay, I'm it. You better run.
Back here, big guy!
Whoa!
Now this is fun!
Here I come!
Whoa!
Manny's right. We're gonna be really terrific friends. She's here! She's here! Cleo!
Hey!
Hey, guys! I really missed you.
We missed you too, Cleo.
We sure did.
Come on, let's go to the library and play tag.
Not it!
Not it!
I'm it, so you better run.
Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Little Big Snack. One day, Speckle headed for the kitchen to make a snack. He started with two big slices of pumpernickel bread and some cheese. Then he added some lettuce and tomatoes and pickles and more cheese and green olives and black olives and red olives and everything else he could find in the refrigerator until Speckle had created the biggest sandwich in the whole wide world. A huge, colossal, enormous, way too big to get in your mouth kind of sandwich. Speckle tried every which way to eat his beautiful sandwich until he finally realized that the best way to enjoy such a big snack was to share it. So Speckle invited his friends over, and together they shared the best big sandwich in the whole wide world. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Woof.
Over here! Go!
Nose it here, T!
Here!
Silly, noisy game.
This game will be twice as much fun on my new playground.
Yeah.
New playground?
It has jumps, tunnels, tires, a slide, and a seesaw. You guys will be the very first to play on it.
Really? Clifford and I will be the first? When?
It'll be ready tomorrow.
A new playground? Wow! I've just gotta play on it.
Mm-hmm.
are you playing on this old, hard sidewalk, Cleo?
Huh?
Why don't you play on my beautiful, soft lawn today?
Well, okay. Thanks.
What a nose! Way to go, Cleo! You know, you are really good at this game.
Thanks.
It'd be even more fun to play it on a big playground, don't you think?
What's Cleo doing?
I guess she's, playing with Mac.
I can't wait to see Cleo's new playground.
Yeah, we're gonna be the very first to ever play on it. Cleo promised.
Whoa, look at this. This
Whoa.
Is great.
Where's Cleo?
T-Bone, Clifford, glad you're here.
Oh, yes. I couldn't be happier.
Cleo, I thought Clifford and I were going to be the first to play on your playground.
Well, Matt came over early this morning, and he really wanted to play with me.
Well, come on, everyone. Let's play.
Come on, the seesaw, Cleo. You are so good at this game.
Yeah.
To the tire swing.
Whoa!
Whoa!
We'll never get Clifford off the ground without Mac's help.
Oh, well.
Why do you want to play with Mac anyway, Cleo? He's never wanted to play with you before.
Well, he does now. He likes me.
Come on, Cleo. Let's swing.
Gotta go. Mac's calling.
Is Cleo here yet, Clifford?
Not yet.
I hope she doesn't bring Mac. He'll hog all the good stuff.
Mac's not so bad. And Cleo really likes him.
But does he really like Cleo? Or does he just like her playground?
I hope he likes them both.
Hey, save some for us, guys.
Wow. A tennis shoe.
Want to play with that, Mac?
No. Really. Thank you. Wouldn't you rather do something else with me, Cleo? Like, how about play on your new playground?
Not now. The grass is wet. Everything will get all dirty and muddy.
Hey, let's all play Nose the Can.
Please, no. How about tag? You're it. Try and catch me.
Isn't she supposed to chase all of us in tag?
Uh-huh. Gotcha, you're it!
I'm tired from all that running, Cleo. Why don't we just play here for a while?
But we'll get mud on my brand new stuff.
Well, okay. If you don't want to play on the playground, I'm going home.
Oh, wait! I guess it'd be okay.
Great! Come on!
Looks like they went into Cleo's backyard.
But Cleo said it was all muddy.
Whoa!
Yeah! Wow! They got mud all over her new stuff.
Hey, guys! Come on and play!
I don't think Mac wants to play with Clifford and me, Cleo.
What do you mean?
He only wants to play with the dog with the playground.
That's not fair, T-Bone. Mac likes me, and I like him. And I think you guys would like him, too, if you gave him a chance. He's really changed, you know?
He's changed because he wants to play on your playground.
You're just jealous.
Jealous?
That's right. But you're just gonna have to get used to sharing me, T-Bone, because I am very popular.
Cleo's playing with Mac again today, Clifford.
I know. They really like playing on her playground together.
It seems like she never plays with us anymore.
She just likes getting all that attention from Mac. It doesn't mean she doesn't like us.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I just really miss playing with her.
Me too.
Let's go see if she wants to play.
Catch me if you can, Cleo!
Don't worry, I will.
Come on, Cleo! Chase me!
Okay! Ow! I hurt my foot!
Is it bad?
Kinda.
So, can you play anymore?
I don't think I better.
Oh. Well, I better go.
You're gonna go?
Well, yeah. Come get me when you're better. Then we can play together on your playground some more.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Cleo!
Hiya, Cleo!
Wanna play on the tire?
I can't. I hurt my foot.
You did?
Are you okay?
I'm okay. But I can't play on the playground today.
Then let's do something else.
You sure you're okay?
I'm okay. I just can't run.
Emily read me a great story last night. Want me to tell it?
Sure. I love Emily Elizabeth's stories.
Wait, first let me go get that bone I found. We can chew on it while we're listening.
And the little girl said she wanted to keep the dog forever and ever. And the dog smiled, because he found a home at last. The end.
Oh, great story, Clifford.
Thanks, Cleo.
How's your foot feeling?
My foot's okay, but I'm kind of embarrassed.
Why?
T-Bone was right. Mac only wanted to play with me so he could use my playground. He wasn't really my friend.
Well, we are, Cleo, forever and ever.
Thanks, T-Bone. How about another story, Clifford?
Okay, this one is about three really, really, really good friends.
Why Clifford's big idea for today is play fair.
Hurry, T-Bone. My turn is next.
Okay, Cleo.
I'm next, and then it's Mac's turn.
Okay, Cleo, your turn.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Whoa. Woo. Yeah.
That wasn't fair.
You're right. We're supposed to take turns. That's the fair way to play.
Oops, sorry. It's your turn, Cleo.
Thanks, Mac.
You're welcome.
Playing fair makes playing fun. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is play fair.